There is some Dolphins news making headlines as ProFootballTalk.com and NFL Network both reported earlier today that Knowshon Moreno has been dealing with a knee issue. It's apparently not his right knee. Just a reminder for everybody, at the end of the 2011 season, he tore his ACL in his right knee, had that repaired, and then following the 2012 season, had arthroscopic surgery on that same knee to clean that up. Now, it's reportedly his left knee that's giving him a problem. And according to Ian Rappaport of NFL Network, Moreno will see a doctor in Miami about it next week and might have to go through arthroscopic knee surgery for that left knee. Speculation is he'd be ready to go for training camp even if he has that operation. No explanation before this as to why he was sitting out yesterday. Now, this is kind of all making sense for us. Remember, Knowshon Moreno in 2013 went over 1,000 yards rushing, 10 touchdowns on the ground, 60 catches, 548 yards, 3 touchdowns through the air. And this is a guy who's a dynamic player who can block as well. And the Dolphins were really looking to bolster their rushing attack, which ranked just 26th in the league in 2013. So before we get into how this could impact the team on the field, let's get to John, let's get to Sam. You guys are very experienced with football injuries. How serious is a scope of the knee arthroscopically?
Well, it all depends on, you know, the severity. If you're going to scope, it all depends on what you're doing to it. I mean, if Knowshon Moreno came into the Miami Dolphins and he passed the physical and he was okay and he tweaked something, it makes sense, you know, that they're holding him out, but I think either way he's going to be able to be available for the season. He'll be able to get the majority of camp, I would think, under his belt. I mean, usually 3-4 weeks, 5 at the most, and you're able to, you know, pretty much get geared up to not full speed, but as much as you'd like to go. So I don't think it's going to, you know, deter him from being a factor in training camp, but I do think it'll be a little bit of a slow process, you know, if he decides to do it, you know, within the next week or to 10 days, it's going to take him 3 or 4 weeks to get up to speed.
Yeah, definitely. I say 3 to 4 weeks, like you said, John. You know, all of my injuries, you know, I knock on wood, every last one of them were scoped some. Even April 28th, I got both my elbows scoped. And right now, you know, leading up into that week when I had it, I still came on the show. Not much, you know, really to it. But you're talking about getting on the football field where somebody's trying to rip your head off, trying to get back to that 100%. It's going to take a while, but you know, he has the credentials to be able to miss these, like the stats that you just threw out about his accomplishments last year. I think, you know, he understood and knew something was wrong with him early when people was talking about his weight was up and this, that, and other. He couldn't really push himself the way that he really wanted to. And after going in there, I mean, we're football players. We, you know, something is wrong with us and we try to push through it, you know, trying to make it happen. And that's probably why he wasn't all the way fully healthy. So being able to get this knee taken care of 4 to 5 weeks, now you still can put that pressure on Lamar Miller as well as Daniel Thomas, see what Thigpen can do, because you know you have a workhorse that's going to be leading back. He'll be healthy, he'll be fresh, and then towards the second half of the first part of the season, he'll be implemented in there, and now we'll have that three-back rotation that we really, really need, and now we can pound some guys.
To be quite honest with you guys, I'm kind of glad this news right. is coming out, because if that was what we were going to expect from Knowshon Moreno in terms of effort and execution at practice, I would have to kind of have a little bit of a question mark saying he's not clearly the best back on the football right. team. And, you know, he wasn't able to do the drills like everybody else. So you almost thought, man, is he just loafing? Is he lazy? Is he doesn't, you know, take, you know, the coaching the correct way, and he's not doing the drills the right way?
Yep.
So it kind of makes sense a little bit.
Yes, it does explain a lot. And, you know, there's been a lot written about Knowshon Moreno not going full out and, you know, having some lingering issues, perhaps being out of shape, as you guys were just referring to. So this does explain things. Now, if we look, though, I mean, Sam, you painted a pretty optimistic picture about this, and it's nice to hear 3, 4, maybe 5 weeks at the most that he'll need to come back from this. But let's look at the big picture of this Dolphins running back unit, because again, I mentioned 26th in the league in rushing yards per game last year, didn't get the job done the way they needed to. Now, there were two different things that the Dolphins did in the offseason. Let's say three, okay? They did in the offseason to try to augment this. They hired Bill Lazor. Mm-hmm. So you get a new offensive coordinator, a new offensive system. You go out and revamp the offensive line, obviously, and then you get no Sean Moreno. Those were kind of the three big things to fix the running game, if you want to put it that way. Right now, as it currently stands, if Moreno does have to go through this surgery, you're entering training camp with the same group that you had last year, which was a part of the 26th ranked rushing attack in the NFL. When you've got Lamar Miller, Daniel Thomas, and Mike Gillisley, do the Dolphins need no Sean Moreno at full strength if they're going to turn things around on the ground in 2014?
Well, leading up, you know, to this draft, you know, we didn't know what we were going to get in the draft. You know, there was a lot of speculation at the offensive lineman that we were going to get. But, you know, right off the point, you know, we had to shore up blocking schemes, and adding no Sean Moreno, that's what we did. But we selected Juwan James, and we've had a few weeks to eyeball him and put him through a test, not football, football per se, when you're talking about helmets and shoulder pads, but, you know, the quickness, the agility, the ability to pick up the offense, seeing Bill Lazor implement this offense. I think that is one of the things that really, really helped, you know, this running back core in itself, and have an opportunity to give No'Shawn that attention that he really need to go and get that scope that he need. Listen, John, like you say, I'm happy that it happened now. We can get this out of the way, and then we'll get better once the season go, because we have another back in the stable that leading up throughout the training camp and throughout the preseason, those guys are going to get those touches, and that's what you really want to see. Can they pick up this offense? We know we still have a horse in the stable that, you know, once he gets 100% healthy, we know he can pick up those blocks. We know he'll lean forward. You know, he's not the back that you really want for the home run ball. You have him, Lamar Miller, on your roster, but you still have him in the back of your mind if anything happened to these other backs.
Well, yeah, because I guess my question would be, I mean, No'Shawn Moreno obviously was acquired for a reason. They believe that he can be an upgrade to this running back core, or at least push the other guys to get better. They only signed to a one-year deal, and so we saw just in general the running back market for free agents has continually been down year after year after year, and this offseason, a great example of that. But when you're looking at Daniel Thomas, Lamar Miller, those two guys specifically, we entered 2013 with the anticipation that they were ready to carry the load as a duo, and it just didn't work out very well. Again, there are other factors involved, the play calling perhaps, the offensive line issues, giving up the 58 sacks and not being good enough, but also there's a matter of guys being able to make the most of certain runs. And I know, you know, Troy Stratford has talked about that the running backs didn't do enough individually to make the most of some of their opportunities. So, John, I'm going to ask you this. Is it a necessity for No'Shawn Moreno to be healthy and ready to go for this Dolphins team if they want to run the ball as well as possible entering this season?
I would say no, because we've changed the offense. I think that's the biggest factor. I do believe if we were running the same schemes and the same approach that we were going into the last couple of seasons, I would have said yes. Because you need a healthy back. You need a healthy guy coming off of his best year as a pro, and that was last year with the Denver Broncos. But right now, it might almost be a blessing, because you can take him out of the equation, evaluate all the other running backs on the roster, and feel like if you know No'Shawn Moreno that well, once he's 100%, you know what he's going to bring to the table, then you insert him into the equation. So I don't think it's going to factor right now, Greg.
Well, let's hope that the picture that you guys painted with the 3 to 4 weeks, that is actually what happens, because, again, not to be negative or pessimistic about things, but you hope that something like this isn't a lingering injury as the season approaches, and hopefully the Dolphins will get, you know, the No'Shawn Moreno that we all saw last year play in Denver. And to No'Shawn Moreno's credit, he has a history of playing through injuries, and he has done quite well doing so in his career. So we'll see what happens, but that's the big news as it relates to the Dolphins, as No'Shawn Moreno potentially might have to have an arthroscopic operation on his left knee next week, perhaps as early as that, getting ready for training camp. And you're right, better now than when training camp rolls around, having to have some sort of surgery.